The University of Detroit Mercy presents a special summertime edition of Ask the Professor. Today, we return to the second half of a special program recorded at the ATP Annual Backyard Picnic. So grab your paper plate and a cold beverage, and let's get back to the picnic.
Chimes from the backyard of the Hill Vasquez residence ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our wonderful panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Communication Studies, is Professor Jason Roach.
Great to be here, as always. You know, I haven't been here that often.
That is true. It's great to have you back, Jason. I hope you get to revel in that Stanley Cup for as long as you possibly can until the Steelers start losing again.
Well, I hope so, too, and I hope that's not for, like, another 20 years.
That's true. Although, I got to say, after that win, a lot of people replacing what they used to say about the Wings 90s dynasty with a lot of talk about the Penguins. So, well-deserved.
They did have a good run.
Yes, they did. Absolutely. We'll see what happens next, right? Mm-hmm. To your right, of course, also wearing red, Professor Prasad Venugopal from physics.
If we're going to talk sports, India's playing Pakistan in the Champions Trophy on Sunday.
At Comerica Park?
In cricket?
In cricket.
Oh. I was going to say, what's
there are only
favorite
two
team,
sports in which India will be playing Pakistan, and one is cricket and one is field hockey. So this one's cricket. You can get it on Willow Channel. I don't have any stake in that channel. I'm just telling you. I'm just thrilled. My mother's visiting from India, so we got one of those Indian language packages, and Willow TV came with it, so I get to watch the Champions Trophy.
Yeah, but what about soccer? Mm-hmm. Would they not play each other in soccer?
They both stink in soccer.
So they both play the game of their imperial...
their colonizers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
As does most of the rest of the world.
That's true. That's
we are good
true.
At the colonized mind.
I don't need to ask Professor Chuck Hokett of IDS exactly what team he has his hopes and dreams pinned to. I'm just afraid that over the next few weeks, they're going to be dashed to bits. possibly. Possibly.
Okay. Yeah. Was it Bing Crosby that got the smut? Oh, I'm sorry.
The Tigers are...
Tigers. They could be on a fire sale. It could be any kind of sale. Right, cool. By end of the June.
If only we were just really, really, really bad. We're decidedly mediocre, which makes it all more difficult.
We're a 500 ball club. Come on.
Occasionally brilliant, but only occasionally.
But only
that's all that's needed in AL Central is to be mediocre.
Hey, it's true. Our division has won the World Series for the last few years, you know. Sheesh. Oh, well. Well, at least the trains ran on time. Professor Dan Maggio is here.
Are you talking about the Q line? Right.
Matt.
How you doing?
Good.
Have you ridden the queue line yet, Dan?
I have not, but okay. I've ridden next to it in a car.
You've watched it.
I have become trafficized by being blocked by it on Woodward.
Have you taken it?
No, I haven't, but the only stories that I've heard so far is how long you have to wait when they only run one or two trains on a certain day. They claim 25 minutes between trains, but it can go up to 45 or longer if there's a lot of people getting off and on.
Ding, ding, ding.
In Carmel Holler.
It also goes really slow. My kids have been on it.
Yes, it does. Olivia, you want to chime in? What the hey? Professor Olivia is here with us from Cranbrook Upper School.
Upper.
Yes, very much so. Just finished prom. Took an hour and a half to do her hair.
No, four hours
to
hair,
dye
right?
it.
Wait. Yeah. 4 hours to dye it, but 1.5 hours to style it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But the dying didn't happen that day.
Okay, yeah. Reminds me of the old Blues Brothers joke, Curl Up and Die. Wasn't that the name of the...
the hair salon?
Yeah, exactly. That's my tribute to Carrie Fisher, by the way. There you go. Oh, my gosh. Her hair is currently being done at this exact moment by Professor Heather Hill Vasquez of the Department of English.
Yeah, because that's
AKA Mom.
That's all we girls do, you know. We cook.
We braid hair.
We clean.
Oh, my gosh.
We braid hair.
Thanks again for the most important thing that you're doing today, which is hosting our memorial Edwin DeWint garden show.
It's lovely to have everybody here.
Yes. And actually, it's becoming cooler. Slightly. Slightly.
Which means it's about to rain.
Bite your tongue.
Something like
bite
that.
Your tongue.
Something like
by
that.
Whose standard?
Yes. Well, we're about to find out. We've had a... It's been 13 years I've lived in my home in Berkeley, and we don't have air conditioning. And my wife said, I'm done with this last year. So we scheduled to have it installed in the very last week of June. And 2 weeks ago, my wife's like, you know that we're just theorizing it's going to be some sort of horrible heat wave before we finally get it installed. Uh-huh. And then it's going to be like a high of 70 for the rest of the summer. I'm like, probably. Probably.
So is it being installed now?
2 weeks from today.
So
just in time.
So central air, not window units?
No, exactly. Okay. Well, we had to work on some insulation issues first, but that and the rats. We talked about that last year. Let's move on. Professor Joe Abbasid is here.
I am.
Department of Communication Studies. I like your wallet, by the way. I think I've said that before.
Thank you.
No matter how bad the team is, the old English
good wallet
never goes good out of wallet. Style. That's
my mom told me to get rid of it. It's for like little kids, she said.
But, we'll start winning. It looks loyal. Yeah.
We think it's great. We think it's
Thank you.
Great. Everything going well in your first summer here, Joe?
It is. You know, summer writing and reading and prepping up courses. I'll start on that on Monday. Working on those things.
You're about 2 months ahead of me.
No, I say that every week.
Oh, I see.
Never actually do it until
That's
August.
True.
It's going good. Just
good.
Working on a few
good
things.
Good to hear.
And that's about it.
All right. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always. Well, sort of.
Why?
It's
is
warm.
It too hot?
It's warm for me.
It's really, really
it's
hot.
Warm.
It's really, really
Could
hot.
Be worse.
Excellent.
So.
Well, you know, you're at work a lot, and they've got air there, right? So.
No, I'm not. I avoid CCS during the summer like the plague.
Really?
No, I don't go there at all.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, for one, they shut off my ID, so I can't even get into the parking deck.
Jeez.
So yeah, with
he's
right now,
illegitimate.
With adjuncts, as soon as the student show is done, they shut off your ID. We are not welcome on campus.
The student show.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Oh, don't
my.
You have
a wife? A wife that can
privileges?
Get me on campus?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Don't you get spousal privileges?
No.
Really? Wow.
No, I'm rabbled now, so I mean, I'm the unwashed.
We you say unwashed. Yeah. That says illegitimate. Of course, we're very happy to have back with us today Professor Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, as always. How's it going, Beth?
Okay.
Excellent.
Pretty good.
The heat's not too bad for you? More than usual.
It's bad enough. There was traffic on construction everywhere, like on 8 Mile.
Yep.
Then
8 Mile's bad.
Yeah,
10
Mile coming to your house. It was annoying.
Sometimes that's just the way it works. I guarantee that we're getting that aerial flyby on the mics to prove that we're not in the studio today. Some sort of plane flying over.
Well, this is right into the flight path when they're landing from the north.
That makes sense.
As
that
long as
that
chunk of blue ice doesn't hit us, we'll be okay.
Sage
air dub in any sound you want.
Surprisingly, my son didn't yell, "Look, a jet, a jet, a jet."
He didn't. He didn't catch
it's a
doggy. It.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. But we got our air traffic control advice from Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies.
Hello.
Yes. You know all the flight paths? You study that stuff?
Well, I live under one,
well,
just north of here. So
That definitely does it. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. This is our program. You can send us questions regarding anything. We're having a lot of fun with these themed question sets. Let's keep those coming. You stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can send us questions from the web at udmercy.edu/atp on our brand spanking new website. Thank you very much, Alex Hitchell. Or, you can find us on the Facebook.
And they need to give us their mailing address.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, the form on our new website has everything fully ready to go. You give us your mailing address and then we can get you your super-duper prize, whether you're a winner or a loser, even faster than we could before.
Anybody who sends in questions is not a loser.
No, they're totally winners.
They're winners and then
they're
there
all winners
are other submitters.
That's right.
Some other euphemism for loser.
Everybody's a winner.
Yeah.
We were
just different degrees.
Attacking some crazy all over the map questions from Kimberly Richards.
Oh.
We had just left
Those
off.
Are always
how many main islands make up the state of Hawaii? I think Dan or somebody on that side of the table, Heather, got eight.
It was Dan.
It was Dan.
Mr.
Hawaii.
Mr. Hawaii himself.
Never been there.
Have you ever been, Dan?
Never been close.
You got them all right, though. Right?
Wait, did you studied. Like drive alongside it, like the queue line?
Queue line.
I've been on four of them
in the Pacific. He was.
You know, oh, you've
driving.
Been on four of the.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that island in the Pacific.
Oh my gosh!
That dare to
with that one judge, you know, who can tell right. the president what to do.
Yes, exactly.
What is the title of the famous poem displayed at the site?
I think
site?
It was lost on a few people here, but that's okay.
What is the title of the famous poem displayed at the site of the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, the new Lazarus.
Close.
No, the new. Oh, it's the new.
Is that the Give Me Liberty, Lazarus? Give Me Justice?
Oh, no, it's Emma Lazarus that wrote it. It's the new.
Yes, that's right.
The new Prometheus or something like that.
The new Colossus.
New Colossus. Yeah.
I knew it was one of the X-Men.
November 2nd, 1883. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Most colossi don't say that.
You're an institute of travel things.
Usually they just step on you and squish you, right?
Can't come.
That's right.
Go away.
In which decade, or decade, as Father Jerry Albright would say, was the Slinky invented?
1910.
Unbelievable. 1943, right off the top of your head, says the physicist, you know. It's like, you know, really important to teaching physics.
I'm sure there was some military purpose for the wound wire originally.
You are not too far from the truth. It was inadvertently invented when Richard James, a naval engineer, noticed a spring coil drop to the ground at work. He was intrigued by the fact the torsion spring bounced all the way around that it did. He realized that this cool spring would actually make a great toy, and that is how the simple yet amazingly successful Slinky was born. It was introduced in 1946 at the American Toy Fair. And it's 70 years on the market, has sold more than 300 million units, adding it to the National Toy Hall of Fame in 2000. I wonder where that is.
Well, frankly, for somebody Jeremiah's age, a pot and a spoon make a great toy.
Well, in 1946, I'm fairly sure America was the only country having a toy fair.
Having a toy fair.
Yeah, probably so.
Certainly no one in Europe. Was
that is absolutely right.
They couldn't have sold Slinkies during the war because all that metal would have had to go on for the war.
It would have been... recycled. Yeah.
Quite true. Ooh, I feel like we've had this one before, but it was a long time ago.
We should get it right.
That's right.
Hopefully.
What was the first ever registered domain name? Universal Resource Locator. First internet domain.
Windows.com?
Was it a .gov?
It's a 15 of March 1985 domain name.
Was it .gov?
ARPANET.
It's a DARPANET, or it's one of those. DARPANET or ARPANET. No,
IRS.com.
Not.
No,
it is a private corporation.
IBM.
GoDaddy.
Apple.
GoDaddy is a good guess.
GoDaddy,
but it's not GoDaddy.
Go Granddaddy. In
I'm
this
not
case
sure that this is an easy one for me to pass on. It says it's Symbolics.com, representative of the Symbolics Computer Corporation of Massachusetts.
Wow.
It's, to this day, it's the first and oldest registered domain name out of over 320 million. Combined domain names in existence.
I knew I should have spotted it.
Also known as Skynet.
That's right.
I love it. Skynet is great. Let's see.
Or Cyberdyne.
The second domain name was April 24th, 1985. It was BBN Technologies. By 1992, fewer than 15,000 .coms had even been registered. 7 years later. Isn't that crazy? Absolutely crazy. What's going on, Jeremiah? You want to get on the air?
What is Nano this?
I don't know.
This is a show called Ask the Professor, where people send in questions to try to stump these professors, buddy.
The professor said, what is John right there?
That's right. We're going to have a picnic after, buddy.
Enjoy playing with your cars, buddy.
He's even cute on the radio. What can I say?
Adorable. What is the longest song that ever topped the Billboard Hot 100? That's by number of minutes and
Stairway
seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not. It's not what it says.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Remember Rain by Guns N' Roses?
No.
Is it by
that's a good guess.
Is it by Queen? Is it Bohemian Rhapsody? That's
American Pie.
It says it's American Pie.
Yeah.
It's American Pie. It says that
that's not longer than Stairway. Oh, but
it just
Billboard
seems
Top
long.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it.
You didn't. They're talking about the extended remix that he put out.
Well, the original version of the song, it says here, was 8 minutes 36 seconds.
Wow.
Was American Pie. That is very, very
It did
long
have time. A lot of verses.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. The song popularized the expression, the day the music died, in reference to the event, of course, the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, a.k.a.
The Big Bopper.
Yes, and it was 4 weeks at number one in 1972.
And when I was a DJ, those long songs, we called them
the bathroom
songs.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yes, you did.
Put the record out and run up.
In junior high, they were the long slow dance songs.
I'm getting tired.
That's right.
Can I leave?
Oh. All right, we got lots of little questions here. What year did Encyclopedia Britannica print its last version?
Oh, we had that one last year.
1995?
2001.
Prasad is closer. It's 2010 is what it says, okay? Wow. Here's a hint.
You just had the numbers mixed up. Like
I did. I absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That edition contained 32 separate volumes, but the question is, what was its mass in pounds?
32 about volumes, you said?
About 2 pounds each.
32 volumes.
No.
Last version.
The
75 pounds.
We're talking about 8 to 10
it's
pounds.
It's quite a bit more than 75 pounds.
About 5 pounds.
110
Let's go with 5
pounds.
I'd say 5 pounds each.
I'd go
I'd
with 5
three.
To 7 pounds. It's hardbound.
7 to 10.
I'm going with about, 250.
That's actually quite a bit of an overestimation.
Oh, wow.
I'd
okay.
say maybe.
Jim said 75 and he was low.
Oh. I said
I'm going to say 95.
125.
Where's 125. It's 129. Oh, giving it to you there.
If
yeah.
Kendra was here, she would have got it.
Yeah. If Kendra was here, she probably would have been
hardcover
able to.
Hardcover or paperback?
I think it's hardcover, but you know, particular paper and stuff like that.
I've never seen the paper-bound version of the encyclopedia. So.
Last but not least, in this category, how many years had it been published when it stopped?
A lot.
Over
150.
Over 100.
It says here it had been published for 244 years in print version. Pretty incredible.
Then Wikipedia killed it, I assume.
I'm assuming, yeah. People just weren't buying it anymore. Wikipedia remember that annoying kid from the 80s commercials?
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, recorded at the ATP Annual Backyard Picnic. We thank you for listening. And invite you to send questions to the show by email at atp@udmercy.edu. You can also find us on Facebook. Now, let's get back to the picnic and the second half of Ask the Professor.
A couple more questions from Kimberly Richards. What was the first service offered by the American Express when it was founded in 1850?
Traveler's checks.
No, Traveler's checks was 1891. Guess. You know, Jim said mail. I feel like I got to give it to him. It says shipping was the first thing that they did. Yeah. Money orders in 1882, traveler's checks in 1891, and charge cards 1958. So diversify. You know, if Amazon can buy Whole Foods, then sure as heck. Amazon bought Whole Foods.
They've made some billion.
Yes. Okay, now those were 12 questions from Kimberly Richards. There's the doozy of the
13th. Thank you, Kimberly.
Here's the 13th.
What countries offset their time zones from the usual hourly spacing? Warning.
India.
This is a long and sometimes confusing list. India is most definitely on the list.
Yeah.
It's 30 minutes ahead of adjoining Pakistan. Sri Lanka, off the southern Indian coast, also follows Indian time.
Doesn't Canada, with their Newfoundland Atlantic time, kind of get a little screwy, too?
Canada is exactly what it is here.
Yeah, Atlantic time.
Newfoundland, absolutely. The Newfies. The Newfies. Any other ideas?
Who else?
Australia.
Australia, absolutely, yes. It is as Kimberly puts it, a discussion unto itself. Australian Eastern and Western time are offset by the usual hour, more or less. However, Australian Central time is offset 30 minutes from Eastern instead of 60, and Australian Central is 15 minutes offset, making it 45 minutes ahead of Western. This is further complicated by the northern provinces on Australian Eastern and Central not honoring daylight savings time. That's horrible. How do you have a phone conversation with somebody? Oh, my gosh. Now, when does that TV show start? At 9 or 9:45?
Well, Arizona doesn't recognize daylight savings.
That is absolutely true.
And Indiana.
Yeah, I was going to say Indiana.
And they are cuckoo bananas for doing so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the rest of the list, this is wild. Afghanistan has a 30 minutes removed zone. French Polynesia, the Cocoa Islands, Iran, Myanmar, Nepal, New Zealand's Chatham Islands are 45 minutes ahead of the rest of New Zealand.
Those Chathamites. Mm.
This is bananas. I've never heard this before, but this is what I'm going to take away from this. North Korea, along the same latitude, is 30 minutes ahead of South Korea.
They don't have clocks.
They can't afford numbers.
They can't afford numbers. And
see,
this is
longitude.
Did that thing actually say latitude?
Well, it'd be longitude,
it'd
right?
Be longitude. Yeah. Longitude.
Their leader says they're always ahead of South Korea in everything.
In everything, yes. Right, exactly.
He's a winner.
Last but not least, technically, China belongs on the list because it only has a single time zone nationwide.
Ooh.
The only country large enough to support multiple zones but limits itself only to one, known as Beijing or Chinese Standard Time. The country had been divided into five time zones until 1949. After the Civil War, it was one country, one time zone.
Gee,
there you go.
It's
pretty
always,
crazy.
So it's always dark awfully early and awfully late in different parts of
it. It's actually easy for me because it's 5 hours ahead.
Nobody?
So behind.
They call it the Civil War.
I was going to call my cousins up.
It was really a communist revolution.
Yeah.
History gets whitewashed.
So it was not a Civil War, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, sure. We got another set of questions here, so let's move on. Dear Matt and panelists, say that right?
Yeah, that would be us.
It's been some time in March since I threw 30-plus questions your way. I'm sure all you fine folks are enjoying your summer vacations away from academia. Ha-ha.
Yeah.
And my current batch of questions won't even get used until you get back to campus in the fall. Again, but nonetheless, I know. I still feel the compulsion to come up with and write more. Here are 30 questions all over the place to keep you on edge, in a good way, I hope. I know the group will take some of them and wander all over the place. That's half the fun. Proper credit also goes to my wife and daughter for helping me out and keeping the list of fun facts. Warmest regards from Valencia, California, Mr. Frank Burroughs.
Yes.
Thanks, Frank.
Great, great questions. Always, Frank.
Oh,
thank you so
much. The daughter helped out. Okay, Olivia, you might be the ringer.
I always drop when I'm talking to the newly minted freshman at SOAR that what I remember from Calvin and Hobbes is that when he was talking to his teacher at the end of the school year, he just assumed that teachers slept in coffins all summer long. And so I tell the students that we're always on the air, as it were, always on the air. On the Beach Boys' iconic album, Pet Sounds, what kind of pets are actually heard at the very end of the album?
Dogs.
It is. It's dogs. Dogs barking. Dogs barking.
Except they're not pets.
Wait, seagulls? Did someone say
a few minutes late?
It's Beach Boys.
My brain was catching up because we had a headline in the Free Press today that I believe it was a question. Why are seagulls dying in Metro Detroit?
Yeah.
Yes, kind of weird stuff.
Well, when everybody was going gaga over Sgt. Pepper, Paul McCartney was saying Pet Sounds was one of the best albums he'd ever heard. And
that's
wished
right.
That he had produced it or been a part of it. Yeah.
That's right. I've often got into a debate, just a little, because I'm a Beach Boy slappy with young people saying, you know, like, I'm pretty sure that Don't Worry Baby is just about one of the best songs ever written. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, how'd that album you wrote and produced at age 18 work out? I mean, seriously, you know what I mean? What two countries share land borders with Bangladesh?
India.
Pakistan?
Indeed. Not Pakistan.
We're going for the other one, too?
A recently, from the perspective of the Western world...
Oh, Myanmar.
...country, yes. Yeah. Myanmar. Formerly Burma. Burma. What do arctophiles, A-R-C-T-O, arctophiles collect?
Ice. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Polar
it's not
bears.
Ice. Oh, polar bears is quite close.
Really?
Penguins?
Arctic collect. Creatures?
Polar bears. Plants. Flora and fauna.
Nothing to do with Arctic. Arctic.
Oh.
Something to do, frankly, with a toy. An American toy.
Teddy bears?
Oh, teddy bears.
Wow.
Like teddy bears.
Huh? Okay. That's a great question.
I believe that's Greek for bear, right? In what movie does Tom Hanks play the character Walter Fielding Jr.?
Is that The Road to Perdition?
No, it's not, but that's a good guess.
Ridge of Spies?
It's definitely from his very early work. Young man, and it's a comedy.
Big?
Not Big. Nope. I'm trying to remember who the co-star was. I want to say it was Shelley Long.
Money Pit.
The Money Pit. Oh, wow. Good job.
Shelley Long. Yeah.
That's right. So it was Shelley Long.
That was a comedy? Yeah. Well, as a homeowner, it sounds like a horror story.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, that's real life.
That's the idea, you know.
Well, the movie was kind of bad, so it was a bit of a horror story. But.
Builds his dream house.
Yes.
One of the most wonderful movies ever. Yes, good call. If you ain't eating Wham, you ain't eating ham. All right, even Miss Olivia knows that one. Awesome.
How can you have your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Who was Tom Cruise's first wife?
Mimi Rogers.
Yes, it was. Mimi Rogers, right off the top of her head.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I guess the movie's not doing so well in the theater. The Mummy movie.
Mummy.
Got trash.
But it looks like it could be good.
It looks like it could be good, except for they inserted Tom Cruise into it.
The biggest.
I was going to ask Dan to go see it with me because I was sure he'd want it.
Dan is waiting in line, waiting for you.
If it has Tom Cruise in it, I know.
Dan says he's not paying money to see Tom Cruise.
What if someone...
And you couldn't pay him enough. Money.
He won't pick a Tom Cruise movie at my house.
Oh, my
even.
Gosh.
I sometimes put them in there just to...
I like Minority Report. Tom Cruise movies at your house?
That's a very good movie. It's a pretty good movie.
Oh, he did.
He's
very
Valkyrie good. And the Mission Impossible. Really
what about Magnolia?
I've never seen it.
Vaughn on the 4th of July.
Magnolia's okay.
Top Gun.
No.
That's when...
Because of the kid.
Not that's where things fall apart. And not the remake.
All I can say is Cocktail.
It's already out.
In what U.S. state does one find the Newberry National Volcanic Monument?
Washington.
California?
It's not Washington.
Western state?
It's not California. It is Western.
Hawaii?
I'm leaning in
Oregon.
Old Jarish direction.
Oregon.
Yeah, it's Oregon.
Newberry.
Yep.
I mean, when you said that, the first thing I thought was
you got it.
Newburg, Oregon, but...
Yep. Yep.
Okay. If you got it,
the
it's
National
been
Volcanic
it's
Monument. Really
you will receive.
At what university?
We don't have our map to lean on anymore.
Yeah. That's right. At what university did Tiger Woods play golf for 2 years before he went pro?
Stanford.
Before he went pro, and then decidedly did not go pro anymore.
Well.
Insert joke here. In chess notation, what is indicated by two capital O's?
Castling.
I'm in trouble.
Very well done. The birds are getting restless. They don't like us around here.
As long as they just chirp.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
As long as every time we look up, there's only like two or three and not 500.
It's not like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Alfred Hitchcock, oh my gosh. Whose last words were, "I'll be back again someday"?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Richard Nixon.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. Frosty the Snowman is the correct answer.
It's not MacArthur.
I love how you guys went to history first.
Well, Nixon did come back from, what was supposed to be his previous political death.
In Latin America, one of the Sesame Street characters, a very lovable Sesame Street character, is better known as Archibaldo. Who's that?
Ernie?
Not
Bert.
Ernie.
Big Bert?
Not Bert.
Elmo?
Cookie?
Not Elmo.
Oscar the Grouch?
Not Cookie Monster.
Animal? Oscar the Grouch?
I should know.
He's sort of your Muppet every person.
Animal the
Gonzo? Grover.
Grover, yeah, right. Grover.
It wasn't Mr. Hooper.
As when you say Muppet every person, they're like, yeah.
You know exactly who it is. Super Grover, so Super Archibaldo.
Super. Ultra.
What university possesses the Walter Cronkite School for
Pepperdine?
Journalism and Mass Communication? Arizona State is
after about
correct.
After about 670 questions, I'm going to get it at some point.
Oh, my gosh. Who provided the voice for the elephant Dumbo in the Disney animated feature?
He didn't talk, did he? I don't remember him having a voice.
That's correct. He never spoke.
Timothy Mouse did all the talking,
yeah,
remember?
Basically. Never made
so
a sound.
So it's a trick question.
Totally a trick question.
I'm afraid that without the bell, we'll have to take the chirp of the bird to say our time is gone and it's time for us to say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Later.
Dave.
See ya.
Joe.
Take care.
Heather.
Goodbye.
Miss Olivia.
Bye.
Dan.
Bye.
Chuck.
Bye.
Prasad.
I can't believe you ended on a trick question.
Jason.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag Ask the Professor UDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the backyard of the Hill Vasquez homestead on the lower garden, perhaps, level. Ask the Professor is engineered today by Brian Masonville and Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.